Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Visions for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page Roman numeral XXII, and it's the beginning of Forward to the Third Edition. And we'll be unpacking the first two paragraphs. And they begin with the first paragraph, by March 1976, when the edition went to printer, and then ends with, among them, many in their teens. Today we are reading, oh, I mentioned that already. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Robin P., the 12 Traditions, Linda B. Reading the text and support today would be Dion R., Shelley E., listen for Fran V at the end of the meeting for newcomers and sponsors, and Lois P will finish at the top of the hour with announcements. The share ID numbers for these meetings for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, March 16, 2022, 18688, 18,688. And then this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Thursday, March 17, 2022, 18696, 18,696. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Robin P. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thanks so much, Melanie. Thank you for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P., a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Step one, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service.
Thank you very much, Robin P., for doing service today. I will now ask Linda B. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Melanie, and thank you for your service. I'm Linda B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Ontario, Canada. Good morning to everyone. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to be of service. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. from Canada. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share. But we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderator is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And take note, this is a star 1 key function only for muting, please. That makes a nice recording as well. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in Roman numeral number XII, forward to the third edition. We're beginning that particular piece today. We're going to unpack the first two paragraphs, and they begin with, by March 1976, when this edition went into printer, and then also among them, many in their teens, is where we'll end up today with that. And what I'd like to do is ask Dionne R. to please unpack those two paragraphs and then share her experience on those, and then we'll open it up to the general audience here to share as well. Hi, Dionne.
Hello, Melanie, and good morning, all. My name is Dionne R., a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful. Forward to the third edition by March 1976, when this edition went to the printer, the total worldwide membership of Alcoholics Anonymous was conservatively estimated at more than a million, with almost 28,000 groups meeting in over 90 countries. Surveys of groups in the United States and Canada indicated that AA is reaching out not only to more and more people, but to a wider and wider range. Women now make up more than one-fourth of the membership. Among newer members, the proportion is nearly one-third. 7% of AA surveyed are less than 30 years of age, among them many in their teens. Oh, okay, I love that fact. And again, this is Dionne R., and I guess what I'm getting is the rapid growth of the program, Overeaters Anonymous, you know, how we have grown and the group has grown and we're still growing and we're still here. I love this group, Vision for You. Of course, that's how I got my feet wet in the beginning, getting it started. Move from one group into that and, you know, and just amazing. And we'll be having 10 years of celebrating of coming back since shortly, in another few months. And the group is going, and just like a member gave a lot of statistics of how many people reaches this message reaches out to different countries, you know, and not only age groups. It reminds me of my higher power just starting a light, like they used to have a candlelight in one of our little local ceremonies, and it would be one light in the middle of the sanctuary, and then that light would just pass and spread, and before you know it, it's all over the whole room is lit up. So that's what it reminds me of, like Bill's higher power. Brought the message to him through Evie, and of course he got it through a train of people, but the message carried. It just kept growing. The groups are growing. They developed traditions and all these things, and it's still here. We are still here because of that. We had a member that was able to, you know, branch out from Overeaters Anonymous from what she heard in another 12-step program. So it's just like a light that she keeps going. We don't know how far the light will go or how long it'll last. But the main thing, it works. Good days, sunny days, bad days. The 12 steps in this group, these groups has helped save my life. They are my life, and I'm grateful my higher power put Overeaters Anonymous in my life so I can have a life, you know. It gave me a closer relationship with him, the God of my understanding, and I'm just so grateful, and that's why I stay connected. That's why I keep doing service, and that's why I keep showing up, rainy days, whatever, good days, bad days. I'm just grateful. The light is still here, and I'm going to keep doing it until I can't. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DNR. DNR is from Ohio. Now the lines are going to be open for additional comments on paragraphs 1 and 2, Roman numeral XXII, forward to the third edition. If you'd like to comment on those, I'd love to take your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state. And although we do value your experience very much, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. I am ready.
Barbara S.
Davelin E. Well, in the interest of time, a tick in here. Barbara S., you'll be first, and then Davelin E. will follow, and then we'll open it up again for a comment. Barbara, would you press a quick star one, and then we'll be able to hear you.
Yes, I just did. Do you hear me?
I do, loud and clear. You bet.
Okay, thank you. My name is Barbara S. I think that this paragraph means so much. It tells us how important and how this program works. When something works, it continues and it grows. Word gets around. I have been in somewhat of a relapse, but I come back because I know it's the only thing that works, both for me mentally and the food, the whole thing. It's just a blessing. I've been finding it very hard lately. There's always things to get said over for any of us, but I've been going there and going a bit to the food, not like I did years ago, but this paragraph reminds us it works. They don't say if you work it, but word got around from the 1930s until it's 2022. And there are so many 12-step programs. And the alcohol, it's the same thing. We go back one taste and you're done for with certain things. So I feel very blessed that I'm sitting here and I got onto the meeting. I wanted to watch TV, but I said, what would God want me to do? My God is my higher self and a higher power hat that has gotten me through to this point. I'm in my middle 70s and still grateful. I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara S. from New York. Davilyn E., you're up for 3 minutes, and then we'll open it up again for additional comments. So get ready, 3 minutes. Hey, Davilyn.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Davilyn E. I'm a compulsive eater from Manitoba, Canada. And I was just thinking, as Dion was reading that passage, I was at my home meeting on Tuesday night, and a young woman came to the meeting, and we connected afterwards. And she was so excited to be there because a friend of hers who was in AA had shared with her the absolute delight that she had received, that the woman in AA had received from living in the 12 steps. And, you know, they save my life all the time. And it's just such a beautiful way of living that that is what caught this woman. She doesn't have huge issues with weight or health, but the delight of living like a free person in joy is what caught her. And she's so excited about the program. And it reminded me how lucky I am to have the program and to have all of you as support. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Davilyn. And that's Davilyn E. from Canada. The lines are now open for additional comments on those two paragraphs. Let me remind us, everyone, that we are forward to the third edition, by March 1976, when this edition went to the printer and ends with among them many in their teens, and that's on page XXII. I'd love to take your first name, your first initial, your last name, and your state.
Fran V, New Jersey.
Hi, Fran.
Linda B, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Hi, Robin.
Daisy B. in California.
Daisy B. California. Okay, let's go with that four. Fran V., Linda B., Robin P., and Daisy B. Good morning, Fran. You're up for three.
Good morning, everybody. Fran recovered in New Jersey, well, in Florida right now. By God's grace and mercy, I was struck by this 7% of young people, because I remember how I exhausted every other means, usually diets. I thought if only I could find the right diet, I would be able to lose weight, maintain my weight loss. So I'm 70 now. All those other methods did not work. Nothing works for me except this God-given program. But I really had to experiment, and so I did. And only until I became really badly mangled, as the book says, and until I really accepted that there were alcoholic foods that kept my allergy going. It was not going to work. It was not going to work. And until I accepted that a higher power was going to do for me what I couldn't do for myself. Yes, I do the work. Yes, I do the work that's suggested in the book. But I have to know and believe this is some kind of gift. And for me, I was never going to get it when I was too young, because I just had not been desperate enough to seek out this spiritual remedy that, you know, is the only reason that I'm recovered today. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Fran V. from New Jersey in Florida today. Linda B., you're up next from Canada.
Thank you, Melanie. I'm Linda B. from Ontario, Canada. I'm looking at, you know, it's March. We are in March currently, and I think, well, that's quite a coincidence, in 1976. So I'm sitting here thinking, how old was I in 1976? But anyways, I'm looking at the 7% too of the AA surveyed are less than 30 years of age. I think, oh my goodness, you know, I so wish, you know, wishful thinking that I had this program when I was in my 30s. How differently I would, the different person I would have been. But I can't think like that. I'm learning that I can't be unkind to myself for not being there when I was younger. I'm here now, and that's all that counts. The only time that counts is the present moment, and because that's where God is, and the God of my understanding is in now, not yesterday and not tomorrow. And I can't regret the past, as our promises say. And that's what got me here. That's what got me here eventually. You know, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but I did get here, and I needed those lessons, and I needed that struggle, and I needed that challenge in order to get here, to work for this gift, this spiritual awakening. And, I need to be grateful for that, that I did get here when I got here, and that's all that really matters is just now, and I'm here now, and I'm so, so very grateful that I'm here now. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Linda B. from Canada. Next up is Robin P. from Costa Rica, and then Daisy will follow you. Hi, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Melanie, for your service. And I just wanted to say sometimes I have challenges getting on this phone line, too. So you're never alone. I was just looking and thinking, wow, a million people in 1976. And then if you look to the next stage, they doubled, you know, in size and in a very short period of time. And it's attraction, not promotion. And it's one, you know, it just reminds me of the starfish, you know, that story of the little boy who is throwing the starfish back into the ocean. And somebody comes along and says, oh my gosh, there's 10,000 starfish here. How are you going to make a difference? It doesn't matter to anybody if you're throwing this in. And he said, well, it matters to this starfish. And then he threw it in. And that's us. To me, that's like us, one starfish at a time, one recovered compulsive overeater at a time. You know, I'm so grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm eternally grateful to this meeting. It literally saved my life. And it saved my marriage. It saved my spirit. It just saved everything about my life, my body, mind, and spirit. And I get to give it away and help the next people so that we can just keep growing and growing. You know, there's over 10,000 members in A Vision for You. And that's huge. And we all have access to each other on the website. It's attraction, not promotion. And, you know, there's no PR about this. It's just one recovered person carrying the message to the next and the next and the next. And then before you know it, we'll be at 20,000 if that's God's will. We just keep, people want what we have. And when they're ready, they get to go through the steps just like we did, you know, follow success. Just as it was outlined in this book, it's very clear. And I'm so grateful, too, because, you know, the women to be at one-fourth of the membership on this page is women is miraculous and wonderful because, you know, it started out where it was men. And there had to be a first woman, you know, and then look at the growth. And then all the young people, even in their teens, you know, that's just a miracle. And that's the same with us. We're getting more and more men, which is wonderful. And younger people come in and we just get to keep going in accordance with God's will. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day. Thanks so much again for your service.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Next up, before we open up the lines for additional comment, is Daisy B. from California. So get ready, y'all. 3 more minutes, you'll get to have a chance too. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, everybody. My name is Daisy B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in California. I was also looking at this last line about the 7% of young people under 30. And I came into the rooms at
I think 26. And when I first came in, I was by far younger than anybody else I was seeing. And I did eventually move to a city where there are a lot more young people in the rooms. But I think that's a lot of people's experience when they come in young. And I also think that in the last couple of years, as we've transitioned to a lot of Zoom meetings and, you know, an online presence, that is really, really changing. And today I have so many friends and fellows in this program who are under the age of 30. And we have a young person's virtual inner group. We've put on young people's retreats the last couple of years. There are, you know, group me's and WhatsApps and all sorts of ways to connect, and an Instagram account and a TikTok. And, you know, there are really lots of ways that, you know, young people are really coming together in this program. And I think that it's really important because, you know, there are so many years of being in this disease that could be saved from a person if we know how to bring people in. And, you know, at the end of the day, this disease is not, we all have this same thing, and age doesn't really matter. And, you know, we are a program of attraction rather than promotion. And I think it's important to, you know, to try to attract young people. So I'm so, so grateful to that this seems like kind of a blooming part of OA right now. And if you are young and you're wondering about any of those resources I mentioned, please feel free to look me up on the phone list. I think I'm listed under Massachusetts and not California. I still need to change that. But yeah, give me a call. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Daisy B. The lines are open for additional comments. You'll find us in the Roman numeral XXII, yep, forward to the third edition, reading the first two paragraphs today. By March 1976, when this edition went to the printer, and then ends with, among them, many in their teens. And if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, we'd love to get your name, first initial of your last name, and your state, possibly.
Noel E.
I'm ready. Noel E.
Lisa L.
Lisa L.
Kelly H.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly H. Okay, that sounds good. So let's start with these three, and we'll go on from there. Noel E., you're up first, and then Lisa L. will follow you. Star one, Noel.
Hi, it's Noel E., gratefully recovered in Louisiana. I love these paragraphs. What's standing out to me is also how it says nearly one-fourth is women, because I am surrounded by women in this program. You know, I mean, it's all women here. I do have a couple of fellows who are my brothers. But I mean, it is the fellowship of women that is the handiwork of God for me. And, you know, it talks about coming to program young, and I mean, I don't know where I fall sometimes. I once was told by a fellow, because I'm 38, and I have very young kids, 7, 4, and 2. And I was once told by a fellow one time that not to worry about this now. You know, wait till my kids are older and you've got more time. And, you know, I just am like, you know, at that time I was like, wow. Am I that young for this program? Am I one of the younger ones, or am I one? And it doesn't matter where I fall. I mean, it's exactly when I was supposed to receive this message. You know, I could pine for wanting to get it before I had kids, or wanting to get it before I, you know, got married, or all the different things. But all that time is the evidence I can see every day of how powerless I am over this disease. You know, just years of evidence of self-will run riot. And so I'm just so grateful for higher power's timing, and grateful to be, you know, a part of whatever percentage, whatever sect I fall in, which I know is, a ton of different ones. And each little community offers something true. I'm a part of a mother's fellowship in OA, and I get something from everyone there. And I'm able to, to share my experience. But even more so, I'm a part of little sects off of it, which are like women, mothers in young motherhood, where, I was awake last night in the middle of the night with two small boys, which is just like a very specific season of life. So I just can't wait to trudge the road my whole life with all my fellows in different seasons, before, behind, and I just love all the women here and every brother and sister my higher power has given me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Noelle E. from Louisiana. Next up is Lisa L. for 3 minutes, and then Kelly H. will follow before we open it up again.
Hi, thank you. This is Lisa L. from Ohio, a recovered compulsive overeater. I want to be a part of growing this fellowship and being the message. And what I found through my step work this last time is I just have this inferiority issue, constantly comparing, I'm less than. And I've been praying daily that God would help me outgrow this feeling of inferiority. And I had someone ask me, what is this feeling of inferiority doing for you? Because, we do things that, there's always a benefit for us. And, after thought and God revealed that, this low expectation of self kind of gives me the excuse to be a taker and a consumer versus active participant. It disables me from being of service. How can this fellowship grow? What's going to be in the forward of future editions? The numbers are going to be growing constantly. And, if everyone is feeling inferior and expecting others to carry the message and to do the work, how is this going to work? And how are we going to reach more of these young people? I too wish I would have heard about it earlier, but, there's no way, even if I would have, I had to do what I had to do. But anyways, thank you for all of your service, and I will pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa L. from Ohio. Next up, before we open up the lines, is Kelly H. for 3 minutes. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning from North Carolina. This is Kelly H. Can I be heard?
Loud and clear. I'll let you know, though. You just come in swinging.
Very good. All right, swinging I come. I am a compulsive overeater. And I love that this edition was done in my lifetime. I was a 5-year-old little girl when this was going to print, this edition. And little did I know that my disease would take hold of my life about a year after this, of overeating and not knowing why I was the kid with the enormous appetite and feeling like junk with other little girls. Smaller than I was, getting the attention from, a dad who thought I had pretty friends. Why couldn't I be more like my friends? And into teen years and young adult years, and now I'm 50. And so what I love about this is that women became more aware of their own addictions in their life, and that they're taking hold of it, not because that they were in relation with their addicts, but they're realizing, oh yeah, I have an addiction problem myself. And so I love this, because when I hear women talk about addiction, it sounds different to me than when I work with a sponsee or a sponsor. Because I'm a woman, I have a lot of demands on my life outside of what I can do just for myself. I have to tend to kids. I have to do all of this stuff. And when I hear solutions that are brought from women in this program, I have the gift of the terms that are not made too hard. I know that I have to work around busy kids' schedules and husband and my own work situations and being in grad school and getting dinner ready and all of those things. There's a place for me to handle this addiction, even while I'm being asked to live my life in all the other spheres. Also, as a mom in this program, and I talk to other moms, we think a lot about our teens if we're parenting teens. And I'm mindful that this program is for anybody who wants to turn their lives over. So I'm so encouraged for even teens who are wanting and understanding that something is wrong, that this message is for anybody, no matter how old they are, that they can achieve an understanding of a higher power if they are willing to turn their lives over. What an incredible blessing. As I get to work with lots of teenagers who are just starting to understand. So grateful for everybody's listening and for your service. What a blessing. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kelly H. from North Carolina. The lines are open for probably an additional 4 comments on paragraph 1 and 2, page XXII, the beginning of Forward to the Third Edition. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, I'd love to take your another lineup of about 4 folks.
Hey, my name is Ellie W. from Texas.
Ellie W. Is that with an E? We'll find out. Anybody else this morning?
LCH from New Jersey.
LCH. Great. How about anybody else?
Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P. Okay, let's go with those 3 and see what happens from that. We have Ellie, Elsie, and Debbie. Ellie, you're up first for 3 minutes. Ellie W. Is that with an E, Ellie? Star 1.
Hey, it's with an L. With an A. I'm sorry. Ellie.
Ellie.
For Allison. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I actually don't have the book that you're referencing yet. I'm still a newcomer. I just wanted to come on and say hello out there. I missed the meeting last night and it was bad. So I'm trying to make 2 meetings today, and I really appreciate hearing everyone's stories and their experiences, because that definitely helps me. I am 38. I have never been to a face-to-face meeting. I've only phoned in. I had a video meeting once. So it means a lot to hear that other people are out there, especially women, that there's kind of a fellowship there. I'm just now starting step 2, so wish me luck. And I'm getting through it, and I am a chronic overeater, and I struggle with some food addiction and others. So I really appreciate that, and I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Allie. Welcome. Next up is LCH from New Jersey. Your 3 minutes start now. Star 1.
Hi, this is my first time sharing, but I've been listening for almost a year now, and I finished the steps. I'm young. I related a lot to the woman who said she has 2 young kids. My 2 boys are 1 and 3. And I'm just so thankful that I found this program and that my children, it's like makes me emotional, will hopefully never know who I was when I was in the food. I'm just so thankful that I found this program, that I'm recovered, and that I can help my children first. You know, I remember being in the food and I would, you know, steal my younger kids' candy, and I just, this program has made me a wonderful person. Well, it's really God. God has made me a wonderful person because I know I am selfish. I am not a good person when I live by self-will. And I'm so thankful for the people who started this program, who wrote this book, and for the people that allow me to do service to them. You know, this I don't share often. Sorry, because I'm very emotional, but it really has been such a blessing to me and my family, and my husband sees such a difference. You know, and I was introduced to the program young. My mom was in program and was not afraid to share that with me. And I mean, it took me a long time to admit to myself that this was where I was, but I'm just thank you to everyone for this call that I can call into each day and get the support that I need. I really am so thankful for that. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Elsie H. from New Jersey, for sharing. Next up, before we open up the lines for a couple more to share, would be Debbie P. from Indiana. You can go right
ahead,
morning. Debbie.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Debbie P. from Indiana. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you for your service, Melanie, and everyone on the line for being here today. I was thinking, I heard another share that, you know, I wouldn't have got this. And I look back on my my time around 12-step programs, and that's not just OA, but 12-step programs in general. And I was early 20s, my first introduction to 12 steps, and I just didn't get it. I just wasn't ready to see it. I wasn't ready to hear it and apply it. And so I'm always delighted when I see younger people in the program, in meetings, you know, sharing and doing the work and, you know, just trying their best to get better on a daily basis. And I know my higher power has me right where I'm supposed to be. And it's a beautiful place. Today I can say that. I struggle a lot with thinking that this is going to be, you know, a wonderful thing for me to get into, but it really isn't. Once I keep my mind open and I continue to be willing and I show up and do service work and do the step work, and then most importantly, rely on my higher power for guidance, you know, every minute, every day is better. It's a delight, and I can actually be grateful for things that I wouldn't notice with my own will. So I'm grateful to be able to share today, and I'll pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Debbie P. from Indiana, for sharing. The lines are now open for at least two more folks to share this morning. If you have a burning desire to comment on paragraph 1 and 2 in the forward to the third edition on page XXII, I'd love to take your name.
Hi, my Annabelle name is B. Donna M., Donna M. from North Carolina.
Donna M. from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Annabelle Z. from Washington.
Annabelle. Let's go with those two and see what happens from Washington. Annabelle Z. Okay, great. Hi, Donna. You're up first for 3.
Hi. Okay. I'm Donna, a recovering compulsive overeater. And I just, it brought me way back. I came into OA in 1973, so I was 31 years old and had 3 little girls. But they were 7, 6, and 3, and they saw Mama. They knew, you know, hiding their stuff and eating and overeating. So when I joined OA, it was such a gift, such a blessing. And I'm 79 on Friday, I was, and my girls are in their 50s, and I never have left Overeaters Anonymous. I try my best to work my 12 steps, and most of all, my relationship with God is very important, and met so, so many wonderful people. So I'm just so grateful that these phone lines are here. I recently went through the 12 steps again, and my big book that I had was so marked and I used to go to Big Book meetings and took days off so I could go to Big Book meetings and whatever from work. It was so used, I got myself a new one. And it's great because I put some things in, and it's a wonderful program. And I'd like to say my daughters went into OA, but they didn't. One did actually when she was 16, but she didn't like it. So, but God is in charge with them, and they have their own diseases, and but they're good people today, and I feel good. I had to do what I had to do for myself, even though nobody in the family came along. It was okay, because I'm good today. I feel really blessed, and keep working my program. So I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. Donna M. from North Carolina. To end us out then in the recorded portion of our meeting will be Annabelle Z. from Washington. And you have about 2 minutes, Annabelle, before we have to close.
Sure, that's just fine. I'm Annabelle Z. Thank you for your service. I'm in Washington State. And I wasn't going to share, but, you know, I realized that this is a really emotional paragraph for me, that second paragraph. Because I came into OA when I was 23 and again when I was 27. And I went to a few meetings, but no one reached out to me. And I think that is what the difference is this time. Because this meeting, when I came back in 2020, in October of 2020, I was overwhelmed by the love of the women who called me. And it was just one of those, what? I deserve to be cared for, you care, and it's just a difference. It was just that little touch that made the difference. And so I just wanted to speak up and encourage anyone who, you know, even if you're not ready to sponsor, to just take down the names of the newcomers and give them a call, because that to me is what that piece of reaching out. I mean, I'm 52 this year, and it took that long of struggling with yo-yo dieting and depression and anxiety and hiding in the food and then restricting and controlling everything in my wake. And it was awful. I mean, for decades. And so I don't know, maybe I wasn't ready even in my 20s, but I just feel like this meeting and the meeting that I've gone to, that I've been exposed to in OA, OA is just incredible now. It's someone was talking about just growing, not just in numbers though, but in excellent recovery and pure love and practicing the principles. And I'm so grateful. So that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Annabelle Z. And that will end the sharing portion of our recorded meeting. But don't go away. We have a good 10 minutes left of unrecorded time that you won't want to miss. So stick up around with us until the top of the hour. I want to thank those that shared today. But for now, I'd like to invite Shelley E. to come online and read to us from page 164 to close out the recorded portion. And then if you'd like to join together in the Serenity Prayer as we transition, hang around. We'll do that too. Hey, Shelley.
Hey, Melanie. Thanks for your service. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.